Welcome to Chip Chat, an interview series that connects you with technology experts around the issues that industry is focused on today. And now your host, Allison Klein.
Welcome to Chip Chat. I'm Allison Klein. We're coming to you live from the Structure event in San Francisco. It's day two of Structure, and I'm delighted to have Jonathan Donaldson, VP and GM of our Software Defined Infrastructure Group at Intel with us. Welcome, Jonathan.
Great to be here.
So, Jonathan, this is your second time on Chip Chat. It's interesting to see the topic of software-defined infrastructure evolving. Can you just start by describing your organization's charter within Intel and how that is related to our overall efforts in cloud?
Sure. So the software-defined infrastructure team is composed of people that have deep experience in operating clouds and automation, scheduling, hypervisors, right? All of the types of things that you would compose a cloud of. And our charter is, I always joke, it's like those old BASF commercials, like we don't make tires, we make tires better, right? We don't make ice cream, we make ice cream better. So the charter of my team is to go look at the individual cloud stacks that we have out there and how can we help through development efforts, through architectural efforts, through engineering efforts, make those stacks better on top of Intel Silicon, and then help drive those into the marketplace so that we actually see a meaningful movement towards the private cloud and the hybrid cloud environments.
Intel recently announced the Cloud for All initiative, and I know that your group is rooted in the work of that initiative. It also relates to what you just described. Can you talk about Cloud for All and what that means for the industry and for customers looking at cloud?
Certainly. So as you've seen, the Cloud for All initiative is our external representation of the work that my team does, as well as other teams around Intel. And it's really to kind of help bring some awareness to the fact that we don't think that the hybrid cloud and the actual cloud delivery model is moving fast enough in the industry. We understand that if you look at the explosion of services and the explosion of applications and the success of the Amazons and the Azures and the Googles of the world out there, that has been predicated typically on those direct-to-consumer style of applications, right? So the barrier to entry to go try something new in the public cloud has hit a state where there's lots and lots of innovation happening in that space. And so our belief is if we can bring that same type of model directly into the hybrid cloud, so into the enterprise IT space, that there's a whole wave of innovation locked up inside those enterprises that could unleash also. And so the Cloud for All initiative is how do we build awareness and how do we actually move the needle on getting that adoption of those technologies in the enterprise itself?
You guys have talked about tens of thousands of clouds and creating clouds across enterprise, tier two CSPs, comm service providers. Tell me a little bit about how those tens of thousands became the aspirational goal and how that ties to what we should be seeing in terms of deployments over the coming years.
So we looked across the broad landscape of customers and through a lot of the work that we did on understanding the business motivations of each of those different segments, you know, we kind of took the percentage that we thought was significant enough, and that's how we came to the tens of thousands of clouds. And so we're not specific. It's the meaningful number to get the tipping point going on that delivery model.
When you look at the Cloud for All initiative, it starts with a tenet around investment and investment in the industry around particular cloud projects. What is Intel's strategy and purpose in this investment? And what are we trying to accomplish in terms of delivery?
The investment that we do under the Cloud for All initiative is used primarily to motivate the market to innovate around the needs of the private cloud. So things that go into open source, as an example, motivating and providing direction. And also in a lot of cases, if you're an open source company, the margin structures that you typically have around delivery models for open source into your customer base doesn't necessarily leave you a whole lot of additional engineering that you can pump into new emerging types of technologies. And so really the goal for what we're doing is twofold. One is in the open source area, there is innovation that we want to drive in addition to features that are just kind of core common features that are required for the private cloud and the hybrid cloud model. And so we're funding efforts through Rackspace, we're funding efforts through Mirantis to go close those feature gaps in OpenStack in this case. We're also funding efforts in other areas to go forward lean on innovation in the cloud space for hyperscale as an example, and for some of the other OpenStack efforts around networking and storage and some of the other components. And then there's also the efforts that we go do with our proprietary friends that have cloud stacks as well as the open to actually help drive the penetration of their products and of their technology into the market. Combining efforts from a reference architecture perspective with the various server OEMs out there, as well as the ISVs, the usual suspects when you think about cloud delivery model. And how can we meaningfully take the software product and our hardware product, combine them together in a well-known configuration that's been validated and tested, and then help the actual end users, the enterprise IT, consume it in a very easy form.
Obviously, Intel has a long history of also working with the types of vendors that you just described on optimization for the underlying Intel platforms that are coming to market to fuel the next generation of data centers. The environment is getting a little bit more complex because storage and networking infrastructure is also running on IA. How do we approach optimization of the underlying hardware for the SDI stack sitting on top of it?
One of the most interesting things for me is that there is a tremendous amount of accelerators and optimization that is already in the silicon. It's just not being used. And so one of the most amazing meetings that I've ever been in is when I brought new software developers, right, that had been operators and developers of other cloud technologies externally, and sat them down next to our silicon designers. And they started to talk through some of the accelerators. And some of the accelerators that were built for the purpose that the designers thought it would be used for, once exposed to the software developers, they're like, I could use that for this, or I could use that for the other, right? So an example of that is the work that one of my teams did with etcd, and being able to accelerate that using something called ADR, which is a feature that was built for the storage industry, right, that's resident in the silicon. A lot of these things have been there in the silicon, but just haven't been fully exposed or fully utilized for the performance capabilities. And then there's a whole host of other accelerators that have been there for one purpose that, once exposed in the right way, can be used other ways.
When you look at a conference like Structure, it's very much an industry insider type of conference. How does something like Cloud for All play with this audience? And where do you think we can merge our efforts to drive broad proliferation of cloud with the insider players that have been building clouds and running clouds for the last 5-7 years?
Typically, they would see announcements from Intel or discussions from Intel based upon silicon. This year, it's been different. We've spent the last couple of years significantly entering the software space that they live every day and saying, how can we help you? How can we help provide value to you? That, for me, is the biggest aha moment that I've seen here at Structure, is that the people that normally would only think of Intel as the silicon provider are now actually looking to us as a software partner.
Not a lot of mainstream enterprise IT managers here at Structure, but I'm sure that they're listening online. What would you say to them about on-prem, and what would you say in terms of creating a complete cloud plan, working with a lot of the vendors that we're working with in Cloud for All?
So I think the number one thing I would stress to them is it's not as scary as you might think. You know, really what it is it's a journey, and everybody needs to get started now. And what they'll find is that there's a significant amount of operational benefit and strategic benefit to their business if they can go get started on that path. I use a use case example all the time that if I am a business analyst at somebody's enterprise manufacturing business, and I have this theory that people buy more red widgets in December than they do any other part of the month, without having that line of business access to resources, I may never test out my theory. But if I have those AWS or Azure or Google style of ease of access to compute internally, I may say, okay, I'm going to spin up a test. I'll connect my external Salesforce application to my manufacturing application that is internal. I'll connect that to my just-in-time ordering system. And then as I see the trend for what orders I'm starting to see come in as we start to enter into November, I may go ahead and send the details off to my just-in-time ordering system to order 22% more red materials, and I may send an order to the manufacturing line to go ahead and pre-start 12 or 18% more red widgets. Because if I'm right, the whole point of this is that if I'm testing out my theory in real time, connected to the real data to make those right decisions, if I can get those red widgets out to those customers sooner and I can close the gap between order and delivery, not only do I have happier customers, but I also close that sales cycle and get paid for those much sooner. So if they can get started down this journey sooner, they'll see the benefits sooner, and they'll be strategic and more competitive in their ecosystem sooner, right? Because if they're not, somebody else is.
Jonathan, I know people probably want to listen and hear more about what's going on. Do you just want to share your information on Twitter?
You can follow me on Twitter at jdonalds, J-D-O-N-A-L-D-S, right? So it's the old school Unix user ID that I kept forever. So follow me there. Happy to retweet anything that's interesting, and you'll get to see some of the more interesting things that we're working on also.
Thanks so much for the time today, Jonathan. It's been a pleasure.
Great. Thanks for having me.
Visit ChipChat online at intel.com/chipchat. And for more information on data center technologies, visit intel.com/bigdata, intel.com/cloud, and intel.com/datacenteroptimization.